This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, April 20. The Temporary Tomb. Our reading comes from John chapter 19. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it, with the spices, in strips of linen. This was in accordance with the Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. When people get older, they think about arranging for a burial place or making funeral plans. After all, we are mortal, and our bodies break down and die. Executed on a cross, Jesus had made no preparations for his burial, and most of his followers had scattered. Was his body simply to be dumped in a common grave for prisoners and debtors? The body of the Son of Man, who had no place to lay his head while he was alive, needed a tomb to borrow. This called for the help of Joseph and Nicodemus. Earlier, these men were afraid to be known as Jesus' followers, but now they came forward to give his body an honorable resting place. They used their connections with the governor, Pilate, to ask permission to take Jesus' body for burial. Pilate approved. After all, Jesus was dead and had to be buried. Joseph and Nicodemus had resources to prepare the body, and they had a place to bury it. So they wrapped Jesus' body in linen and with burial spices and set it in Joseph's own tomb nearby. They did all this quickly before sunset on Friday, because it was the day of preparation for the weekly Sabbath on Saturday. Imagine the fear and sadness of Jesus' followers hiding behind closed doors that day. What a cheerless Sabbath. But we know that tomb was just a temporary resting place. And by faith in Jesus, we know that's true for us too. Pray with me. God, thank you for the assurance that, like Jesus, we too will be raised. Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.